Ross Ulbricht is serving a double life sentence without parole for all nonviolent charges for creating a website. Please help free this peaceful man. Go to freeross.org and sign and share the petition.
Hey, hello, everybody. Welcome to the Dissecting Liberty podcast. Today we are doing our first Q&A show. We'll be doing this once a month. And if you want to ask questions, go ahead and join our Discord. The link should be in the description of the podcast or on our website, dissectingliberty.com. Before we kick things off, before we started recording, I said I'd tell Liberty Zero the story of the worst sunburn I've ever gotten in my life. I went to Panama City, Florida, to the beach, and we went camping, and then we drove to like Walmart and we bought a ton of beer, and I had like a egg McMuffin or whatever from McDonald's for breakfast while we were out on our morning beer run.
Quality food.
Exactly. And that was the only thing I would eat that day. So we go to the beach, we find a good spot, we have a cooler full of beer, and we drink way too much. And
As one does.
And the problem started when we fell asleep at like high noon.
Oh no.
And we fell asleep, and I remember waking up and being a bit in pain and thinking, oh well, if I'm sunburned on my front, I'm so tired, I'm drunk, I'm gonna flip over. So at least my back getting nearly as tan, or it's not as nearly as burnt, so it won't get as burnt as if I just lay in the sun with my front for the longest amount of time, which made sense to me at the time. But so when we woke up, I had second degree burns over 80% of my body.
Dang.
And we still had to drive back because we drove there.
Ooh.
You're probably
like sitting like up from your seat instead of like.
Oh yeah.
Back.
I slept most of the way. My buddy drove damn near the entire way back. But then we get to his house, and my house was still like a couple hours away from his, and I didn't want to stay with him. I just wanted to go home. So I ended up driving through the night back to my place when we got back. And I had to go to the doctor. It was such a bad sunburn. Like, he had to prescribe me pain medication for the stuff. It was really bad. It was very bad. So we're going to get into the questions. The first question is from Derek, aka the Derek from the Biting the Boots podcast. How was your week?
Biting the boots?
Biting the wait.
That was a perfect mix up.
It is awesome. Derek from Burning Boot. The Derek, my best friend from Burning Boot.
Derek,
better
the Derek.
Than Derek, the Derek, better than Kyle and David of Burning Boots.
You're not wrong.
Anyway, Derek asks, how was your week?
Well, my week personally was, it sucked for the most part. And it ended with today I was working on building a fence. And that kind of sucked too. So, kind of a sucky week.
Sounds good. Don't forget about, you've been binge watching America's Top Model, if I'm right, huh?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely. That's my show right there.
Yeah. Well, I just finished with finals. So I've been kind of hungover from that. It's not a bad feeling, but kind of you go real hard for a short amount of time, and then you're kind of like, what do I do now? So, so after that, let's go ahead and get to our one and only question asked by a patron. Trying to find it. I forgot to put it on the... Okay. Coonhound Redhead, our lovely patron, asks, what's the best frozen pizza?
The best frozen pizza? As in what brand or what? I'm assuming that's the brand.
I guess, not, yeah.
Yeah. I'm not a frozen pizza connoisseur by any means, but I think that, what is it, the Red Baron? Generally pretty good.
Yeah, I'm more of a DiGiorno type of guy, but, you know.
Ooh, that's bougie.
But how? I don't think frozen pizza, well, by I'm definition, not, can be bougie.
I'm not going out shelling money for DiGiorno, Mr. Moneybags.
Yeah, but you're getting name brand Red Baron pizza. That's like equally as bougie.
No, it's definitely not as bougie.
All right. Okay, I'm looking it up.
It's thin crust.
But whatever. I mean, that sounds to me like it would be more expensive.
No.
DiGiorno, all right, I'm going to Walmart.com.
All right, you do that. And you will find that DiGiorno is a bougie pizza.
Okay, let's see here. Red Baron pizza.
Just to compare pepperoni.
Pepperoni. Okay. All right, well, on Walmart.com, it says Red Baron Pizza Classic Crust Pepperoni is available in-store only and is rated PG. That makes sense. Right. Okay.
That makes sense, yeah.
All right. It says... Why can't... All right, it's $3.98 an ounce. No, wait. It's $3.98 for a pizza. It's right. 19 cents per ounce. Okay.
All right, 19 cents an ounce. All right.
DiGiorno. DiGiorno pizza. All right, pepperoni. I will say that DiGiorno seems to have a better... Oh, well, would you look at that? DiGiorno pizza is less than Red Baron.
No.
The traditional crust pepperoni DiGiorno is $3.50.
I thought Red Baron was $3.19.
It is $3.98.
98. Okay.
That's right.
So, all right. I'm gonna take the one.
I'll be waiting for my apology.
No apology will be forthcoming.
Okay. All right. Let's see. Here's a question from Anarcho Mustachist, who has been on both of our live shows. How did you first become interested in philosophy? I think that is geared towards me.
Well, yeah, because I don't love knowledge, so.
Yeah, exactly. you're what we call in the scientific community a dummy pants. That is a very technical term. But
you're part of the scientific community, all right.
Yes, I'm a scientist. And I do many things in the pursuit of science.
Very sciencey. All right. Go ahead and answer the question.
I got interested in philosophy first through political philosophy. I got really interested in how America was founded and the underlying principles behind that. And eventually that led me to believing that, because I used to think political philosophy was the only useful philosophy, and then I let go of that as I got older and read more, and then I started to become more interested in like metaphysical disciplines within philosophy, like existentialism and phenomenology. And I still have a large interest in ethics. But yeah, I think that adequately answers it.
Well, for me, basically, my main thing when I was getting into politics was guns. And I wanted to be able to justify my right to have guns. And so that was basically my motivation in getting into philosophy. And I never really get like super deep into it, but like I'm naturally pretty good at like logic and stuff like that. And just philosophical concepts. Basically I wanted to justify having a ton of guns, and yeah, that was my thing. And then it went from there.
Sounds good, man. Yeah, that's kind of sort of how I started out. Like, but not just guns, just kind of freedom, which you can't really have one without the other.
True.
But yeah, that's very similar to me. Okay, now we have another question from Derek. What is your favorite and least favorite aspects about the libertarian community?
Well, I would say my favorite aspect of the libertarian community is that everyone has a sense of humor for the most part. Like, it's a very funny community, and you can joke around about basically anything. And you'll have some losers, you know, who will get, you know, upset about stuff. But for the most part, I would say that everyone's has a great sense of humor, and you can do a lot of joking around, and the memes are top notch.
Hell yeah. Best memes.
And go ahead and give your favorite, and then we'll finish up with the least favorite.
Okay. My favorite thing is people are kind. There's a lot of, at least our corner of the libertarian community, there's a lot of ball busting, but people are still really kind and nice and helpful. And I get that whether I'm like hanging out on the Discord and messing with people, or people are messing with me. They don't do a very good job at it because I'm king bully, but you know, they try, and that's nice to see. But it's also, you know, if I go to like a Mises event or something, you know, the people are just really nice and really helpful. Like, you know, there are some people, like Tom Woods is one. You know, you talk to him in real life, and he's not playing a character. You know what I mean? He's a great dude. Very nice.
Tom Woods is great. Very genuine.
Well, anyway, that's my favorite thing.
My least favorite thing about the libertarian community is the fact that no one has a sense of humor.
Oh, okay.
No, probably my least favorite thing about the libertarian community, although I will say it's also, it's a double-edged sword, is the autistic people that will argue with you over the most trivial things. And like that's like, it can get irritating, but you know, what are you going to do without the autists? Yeah. I mean, that's, you wouldn't have a libertarian community if it weren't for pervasive autism. So.
Yeah. Okay. Well, my least favorite thing about the libertarian community is Allie.
That makes sense. That's
yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's a pretty good answer. Let's move on.
Yeah, let's just leave it at that.
Mm-hmm. this one's really short. It's from Rusty, who also has been on our live show. To Cotton, what are your plans after college? I'm just going to answer by saying grad school. I think that's a good thing. And then next is another one by Derek. There are a lot of questions from Derek on here. What's a topic you can talk about for hours on end?
Guns.
Guns.
Definitely guns.
For me, it is like philosophy. I don't know. Like, there's a lot of stuff I can talk about for a long time. Movies, guns. I've had many multiple hour conversations about all that stuff. So long as it's interesting, I can talk about anything. Okay.
Another thing that I can talk about quite a bit is just how a libertarian society would work. Because I can get into these conversations with like friends and family. And generally, I'm pretty good about talking to them about it, even though they think that my ideas are ridiculous usually. But honestly, I'm usually more eloquent when I'm talking to them than I am even like when I'm trying really hard on the podcast. It's kind of funny. But anyway, yeah, that's one of those things that I can talk about for just about forever.
Yep, you're a good old-fashioned libertarian autist. Okay, so next is from Fart Pimpson. What's the fanciest thing you know you can cook?
Steak.
That's
yeah.
Pretty fancy, dog.
That's super fancy.
Well, you know, down here in the bayou, I grew up around a lot of cooking, and I can make a pretty mean gumbo. I can make a pretty mean jambalaya. The jambalaya is a hell of a lot better. Crawfish etouffee. What else? But I'm also a grill master. I'm really good at grilling. So I can do steak too. I'm really good at chicken. I'm really good at kebabs.
What I usually have to do with steak is use like a cast iron skillet.
Yeah.
But yeah, and then one time that didn't end up going very well because I put oil on a hot pan. And yeah, it went up in flames. So I'm like, I have a door right next to the stove. So I'm just like, I just walk out the door outside with my flaming pan until it finally extinguished itself.
You're like that meme but, with the dog and the fire, and you're like, everything's fine.
Yeah, exactly. This is fine. No, but you know, I like to put a lot of like seasoning on my steaks and then sear them, and it generally turns out pretty well.
Yeah,
at least I feel like the first one probably didn't go. The first time I tried it, it got a little bit overcooked or a lot over. But yeah, I'm actually pretty good at it. I feel like.
Well, I'll have to test you.
We can arrange that.
All right. Next is from Derek. I think this is a pretty easy one. Oh, wait a minute. Maybe not. Okay, I'll ask the question. Would you rather have no gun laws or no healthcare laws? So I would assume that means if there are no gun laws, there are healthcare laws and vice versa.
Well, I'm trying to think what healthcare laws mean. Like that would involve, I guess,
Well, like one big example is insurance. I would include this. Insurance agencies cannot sell across state lines.
Right.
And then so stuff like Obamacare and stuff like that.
Would we include like drug laws and stuff like that?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
The more I think about it, I think no gun laws. Because even if the healthcare laws get tyrannical, then at least you got guns.
Right. Yeah, I mean, to me, the obvious answer is no gun laws, but I was trying to consider it a little bit more and just make sure that I kind of thought that one through. But yeah, I'd say no gun laws.
Yeah, agreed. Okay, here's another one from Derek. Where do the names Cotton and Liberty Zero even come from? Why not just use your real name? Cotton, I don't remember what my username was on Twitter, but it was something stupid and not recognizable. And I noticed there are a lot of people with like an animal and an archist afterwards. Like, you know, the biggest one is Bird Archist. And for a while, I played around with Capybara Archist because I thought that was funny, but it was just too much of a mouthful. So I thought, and I thought a fabric would be pretty funny, and Cotton is pretty funny, and it's like just a good moniker. People call you Cotton. And cotton is superior to every other fabric. So that's why I went with cotton. And why not just use your real names because of anonymity?
Yeah, OPSEC.
That's right.
OPSEC. Like, I would use my real name, but I don't want people, like, harassing my family and stuff like that. So that's my main reason. And then, yeah, Liberty Zero. I don't know, I had something like Boogaloo in my username, and then when we started the podcast, I decided to rebrand, and the Liberty Zero is basically, it was playing off of like zeroing your rifle, and then like how liberty is like one of my highest values, like being free and all that. And so that's kind of the idea, is that when you're zeroing your rifle, like, you know where it's hitting. And then for me, it's like I know what my, like, where my priorities are, and liberty is one of those things. So yeah, that's where that came from. We're starting the podcast and I had to figure something new out because I didn't want to be Boogaloo, like, buddy or whatever it was.
I don't remember what it was.
Yeah, I think that my at was like Boogaloo Now or something like that. I changed it up every once in a while. So
that one was from Derek. The one before was from Derek, and now we have another one from Derek. What's the craziest conspiracy theory that you believe? I'll go first. It's all relative, right? Like, who's it craziest to? Because, like, some of the just baseline libertarian beliefs are crazy to a normie, you know?
Right, and then to some of us, like, to libertarians, it's like, oh, that's just facts.
Yeah, exactly. Probably, like, right...
It's like...
Go ahead.
Oh, sorry, I was just going to say, it's like, you know, to, like, a normie, it's like, when you say, like, the Federal Reserve controls our money, and they're
exactly,
like, what are you talking about?
Exactly.
Like, you're just talking conspiracies. Like, no, like, this is literally what happens. Like,
yeah. Like, other than stuff like that, probably, I'm believing more and more that there's a direct link between the coronavirus outbreak and Bill Gates. I'm not completely convinced. Like, Carr Campit tweeted the other day, he's waiting for the Afghan papers for the coronavirus, and I would agree. But, you know, there is a certain point where you can't deny it. Like, just like the Afghan papers confirmed everything Scott Horton wrote in Fool's Errand. So at a certain point, I think we'll find out damn near beyond the shadow of a doubt whether Bill Gates was involved at all or not. But it would be nice to get some confirmation. But that's probably the craziest thing I believe.
Yeah, and I mean, I think that this whole coronavirus situation is just full of conspiracy material. And so, like, there's a lot of stuff I believe regarding that that a lot of people would say would be the craziest. But I'll take it a little bit, I'll take it in a different direction. And I would say that probably the craziest one, I believe, is that when the U.S. military was invading Afghanistan, that they allowed Osama bin Laden to escape either death or capture, like, into Pakistan. It was like they allowed him, not like the U.S., you know, like most people in the U.S. military, but basically an order came down and they allowed that to happen.
I never heard that.
Yeah, if you read Scott Horton's Fool's Errand,
yeah,
he talks about it. It's not really like, he doesn't frame it in like, oh, this is a conspiracy theory. He just talks about how they had every opportunity to capture him, and it wouldn't have been difficult, but basically they were gonna have the Pakistanis catch him at the border, and the Pakistanis didn't show up on time, but they had like rangers and special forces like in place. They had a plan they had an operational plan to go get him, and they were told to stand down, and then he ends up being a boogeyman for the next, you know, however many years that was.
Yeah. Well, they need their boogeyman, you know?
That's right.
They need their bad guy. Well, okay. We'll move on. A question from Rusty. You'll like this one. AK or AR?
Well, in the context of this podcast, it's got to be AK.
Why?
Because controversy. No, because my reliability.
My reliability. Okay. I will go ahead and say that I am not adequately informed to answer that question.
No, I'll say that like my go-to pickup, not pickup like truck, but my go-to gun would be like an AR, but I do love AKs. They're just fun to shoot.
Yeah, but that's not like a functionality thing. If it's fun, it's fun, but then it's still not your go-to.
Right.
You know, so.
Right.
Is the AR is your favorite.
Well, he doesn't specify very, like, he doesn't really specify.
Damn it, Rusty. You need to specify, my man.
Yeah. If I'm going to pick up a gun and go to war, it's the AR. If I'm just going to go shoot for fun, it might be the AK.
Okay, so I got you down for AR.
Okay.
Okay. So next is another question from Anarcho-Mustachist. Favorite philosopher? That's tough. I like Heidegger. I like Albert Camus. Other than that, like, there's people, like, I don't like Nietzsche, but his philosophy is a hell of a lot of fun to read, and he made a lot of good points, even if he made a lot of bad points as well. But I guess long story short is I don't have a favorite philosopher. I have some that I like and that have influenced me, but, you know, Albert Camus was really bad on the Algerian rebellion against France, and Heidegger was a Nazi. Later in life, he was a Nazi. So, like, of course, I don't...
That does present problems.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's kind of tough. Philosophers that I would consider damn near flawless aren't necessarily... They're more like historians or economists. You know, like, I really like F.A. Hayek. I wouldn't necessarily call him a philosopher, but, or like Rothbard, you know.
Rothbard, you could call Rothbard a philosopher.
A bit. Like, I think Hoppe is more of a philosopher than Rothbard.
Maybe.
And I like Democracy, the God That Failed. Yeah, that's my answer. best I can come up with.
I'm not nearly as well read as you on philosophy in general. So yeah, like I would either say like I would say Rothbard's a philosopher. So I would say probably Rothbard, but in terms of like the next philosopher up that I've actually like, I've done some extensive reading, I would guess, it would be Ayn Rand, even though I don't agree with her on a lot. She is like one of the more fun philosophers and for the most part consistent. And yeah, I would just say like it was a lot of fun reading her, like as someone who is open to a lot of ideas, you know, and then you get into this really hardcore objectivism, and that's quite a bit of fun. But yeah, so I'd say Rothbard, but Ayn Rand is a close runner up.
Yeah, I'm more comfortable saying like my favorite schools of philosophy. And I would consider, yeah, the more I think about it, the more I would consider economics a philosophy in the same sense as like it's a off branch of political philosophy.
I see that. Yeah.
And so like I like the Austrian school, of course. And then like I mentioned phenomenology earlier. I like phenomenology. I like a bit of existentialism. I like ethics, even though that's all these things are very broad. Like Kant wrote some really good stuff. The utilitarians wrote some good stuff. There's even some pretty good, even though I don't consider myself one, there's some pretty good libertarian utilitarian stuff out there. But like there's one by Henry Hazlitt. I forget the name of the book, but it's basically his treatise on utilitarianism, and Mises considered himself a utilitarian. So there's a lot of interesting stuff out there on that. But there's nothing I really subscribe to whole, you know what I mean? Just kind of picking what's good and leaving out the rest for my own personal outlook.
No, I see you.
We have one more question. Do you want to guess who it's from?
I'm going to go out on a limb here and say Derek.
Yes, the last question is from Derek. Derek asks, what would you say is the other host's superpower?
Ooh, I like this question. I'm trying to think here.
It's not that hard.
Superpower.
It's not that hard. I'm pretty great. So.
Oh, well, obviously.
Yes.
No, I would say that your superpower is your ability to turn yourself into articles of clothing.
Yes, true. Okay. I would say that your superpower is to disappear for 3 weeks and then to just come back acting like you can reclaim your place on the throne.
Well, I can. So yes, that is my superpower. I would agree.
I think it's that you think, not that you can, but that you think you can do it. But you know,
I'm sorry. Did you want to check our follower account again?
Do you want to check our follower account before you took your social media break? Do you want to do that really quick?
I'm just saying.
I was at like 800 followers. I got like 200 followers in 2 weeks. That's a lot.
Right. I got dozens of followers doing nothing.
Not nearly as much as I did.
Yeah, but you're a tryhard.
I'm a tryhard. All right, man. Well, in, 3 days, when I overtake you, we'll see. We'll see if you'll still be laughing. Yeah,
that's definitely not happening.
We'll see if you'll still be laughing.
Oh, I'll be laughing as you're pounding your desk and crying.
That's hurtful.
Well. Facts hurt sometimes.
Facts? I don't know about that one.
Facts don't care about your feelings.
Okay, Ben Shapiro.
Yeah, no, I'm original like that.
Did you convert to Judaism on your break?
Yeah, I got my little
yarmulke.
Oh, what's the little hat called? Yes, yarmulke. That's I had it. You not, like I had it in my mind.
You not knowing what it's called, I'm pretty sure is racist.
Probably. Probably. All right. That.
Well, that's all the questions I have. Do you have any questions for me?
No. I know all the I know everything there is to know about you, so.
Okay. What was my second grade teacher's name?
You don't even know that one.
I don't. Okay. Let's see here.
No, you had your chance.
What was my best friend's name in high school? I know this one.
Let's see here. Probably Phil or something.
Nope. Wrong. Fake and gay.
Wrong. Fake and gay. You're wrong.
Nope. So you lose.
Well, what was his name? What was his name?
Oh, it was Damon.
Damon. All right.
That's right.
Yeah, I got nothing. I can't really riff off with that. It's a boring name.
I called him Damien when I first met him. He's like, bro, I'm not like a Satan child.
Satan child. He knew some Damien. He's like, yeah, that guy.
No, he's talking. He's talking about the Omen, the movie.
Yeah, okay. See, this is the problem. I don't understand these references. I haven't watched most of these movies.
Oh man. Well, you took 3 weeks off of Twitter. What else were you doing? Just like sitting, you were sleeping? Wait, I'm gonna guess. I'm going to guess correctly what you did. You slept a lot. Okay. You're
not wrong.
You ate a decent amount of fast food because you would not cook. And you would watch the grass grow.
That was eerily accurate.
There you go.
That was I didn't eat that much fast food.
But that's relative, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah.
I probably ate at McDonald's once in the last 3 weeks. Did you eat more or less than me?
I don't remember. Oh, wait a second. Dang it. All right. I went there once in the last 3 weeks.
Okay.
Just for breakfast.
So we're tied. So I think that's a good wrapping up point.
Okay. Tune in next time to find out that Cotton has once again failed to pass me up in follower count.
You son of a bitch. I'll get you one of these days. That'll happen.
Of course. Of course you will, Cotton. All right. Well, real quick before we sign off, we wanted to say thank you to our patrons.
Yes.
Gonzo and Coonhound Redhead.
Thank you.
I'm happy I didn't mess that one up. It's a mouthful for me.
Coonhound
Redhead.
Anyway,
yeah. anyway, so... I was going to say something, but then I thought better of it. No, we really appreciate your support and thanks to everyone that listens and like interacts with us on social media, Twitter and Discord mostly.
Yes, please join the Discord. On the Discord, you can ask us questions.
Yeah. But yeah, we really enjoy the interaction. And but yeah, thanks especially to our patrons, and we're going to be trying to put that money towards investing in the show. So now you know that.
Now you know, now you know.
Now you know. All right. Well, I am Liberty Zero, reminding you to zero your rifle.
And I am Cottonarchist, reminding you to pick cotton voluntarily. You there?
Yes. Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Hello? Hello? Can you hear me now? Hello. Yep, I'm here.
Can you hear me?
Can you hear me?
Okay. I can hear you.
Hello, hello. Can you hear me now?
I can hear you. Hello?
Hello.
Can you hear me? Hello?
Hello.
I'm here.
Yes, I can hear you.
You can? Hello?
I can hear you. Hello? Dang it.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay.
All right. Are we good?
I think that'd be a good intro.
Ugh.